Welcome to this meditation in motion through gentle standing yoga. Now, taking a moment to find a place free from interruption by a phone, a pet, or another person as this mindful movement is practiced. Consider wearing loose-fitting clothing that allows freedom of movement, increasing comfort, and allowing a full range of motion. Now, standing next to the yoga mat and feeling into the body. This is a practice of experiencing gentle movement coordinated with the breath that can increase awareness in the body through different postures, motions, and stretching. Also noticing any physical sensations, thoughts, or emotions that come up moment by moment. These movements may also increase flexibility and enhance strength, but their main purpose is not for exercise or conditioning, but to increase the awareness of the body and support the mind-body connection. This is a practice of discovering both physical and emotional limits and possibilities. Aspiring and not striving. And exploring with curiosity. Discovering edges and boundaries. Approaching each posture or movement at about 60% of the maximum. And increasing this little by little, discovering limits as the body allows. Working with these edges and limits and not exceeding them. Limits can change over time, so be aware of your body each time as you proceed and adjust according to the present experience in the moment. Follow only the guidance that feels right for you, allowing and accepting any boundaries, intensity, or challenges that are present. Feeling free to skip any practice or choosing to visualize the posture or movement with the eyes closed, then inviting exploration of thoughts and emotions. Exercising self-care by stopping immediately if pain is experienced, and taking time to notice what is present, aware of any thoughts or feelings, and determining if it's safe to continue. Feeling free to modify or adapt postures and movements as needed. Remembering to go slow and listening to what the body is saying. Holding each posture for a time and in a manner that's within limits, regardless of how long the guidance allows. Relating to the body with friendliness. Finding enjoyment in awareness and being present. Let's begin by standing next to the yoga mat with the feet about shoulder width apart and the arms relaxed at the sides. Taking a moment, feeling into the body. Becoming aware of any sensations, thoughts, or emotions that are present in this moment. Attending to the breath and to any sensations, breathing in and breathing out. noticing. Now on an inhalation, slowly raising the arms out to the sides and up over the head. Holding this position, breathing regularly. If there's discomfort in having the arms over the head, then allowing the arms to find a position within limits. On an exhalation, slowly lowering the arms so that they are parallel to the floor, with the palms facing outward. Holding this position and pushing outward. If holding the arms directly out to the sides is difficult, then moving the arms forward a bit so that they form a V. This can take pressure off of the shoulders. Exhaling and slowly lowering the arms to the sides, resting for a moment. Repeating, inhaling, raising the arms overhead. Holding, and this time stretching a little. You may spread the fingers, lengthen or shorten the arms a bit, or lift the heels off the floor. Let your experience be guided by curiosity and not competition, staying well within limits. Exhaling and lowering the arms parallel, holding this position for a few breaths. Exhaling, lowering the arms back to the sides. Now taking a moment to notice the sensations. For the second sequence, the arms will be lifted overhead, but this time the movement will also be coordinated with the breath. As with the first sequence, lifting the arms only as high as is comfortable, and adapting or visualizing where necessary. Now beginning with the feet about shoulder width apart and the arms at the sides. On an inhalation, slowly raising the left arm out to the side and over the head. Holding the position and the breath a couple of seconds. Exhaling, lowering the left arm to the side and holding this position and the breath. Inhaling, raising the right arm out to the side and overhead. Holding the position and the breath. Exhaling, lowering the arm to the side and holding the breath for a moment. Repeating this sequence. Inhaling, raising the left arm. Holding the position and the breath. exhaling, lowering the left arm. Holding. Inhaling, raising the right arm. Holding. Exhaling, lowering the right arm. Now breathing naturally as you shake out the arms and legs. Standing in stillness and acknowledging any sensations or feelings after this movement. For the third sequence, standing with the feet together and raising both arms out in front with the palms facing each other, going only as high as limits allow. You might either keep the arms apart or bring them together slightly, holding the thumb or wrist of one hand with the other. On an exhalation, leaning to the left. Holding this position and breathing. Feeling into the stretching on the right side. Inhaling. Returning to the upright position. On an exhalation, leaning to the right and holding the position. Taking a few breaths as you lean. Noticing the stretch on the left side. Inhaling, returning to the upright position. Now repeating. Exhaling, leaning to the left. Holding and exploring by gradually increasing the lean to discover any edge or limit, but not moving beyond it. Backing off any time to stay within boundaries. Inhaling, returning the arms to vertical. Holding this position. Exhaling, leaning to the right. Holding and exploring. On an inhalation, returning to vertical. Exhaling, lowering the arms to the sides. Now relax the arms and legs. Taking a moment, becoming aware of any feelings in the body or thoughts that are present. The next sequence will consist of some shoulder rolls. The neck and shoulders are places where tension and tightness can develop. And the next two postures may help in relieving tension in these areas. Standing with the feet shoulder width apart and the arms at the sides. On an inhalation, slowly lifting the shoulders up toward the ears. Holding the breath and slowly moving the shoulders forward. Then, on an exhalation, lowering the shoulders until they're back at the sides. Next, holding the breath and moving the shoulders backward, completing the roll. Continue this circular motion at a comfortable pace, making circles in this way by breathing in and out as the shoulders are raised and lowered, and holding the breath as they are moved forward and backward, making smaller circles to accommodate limits, or larger circles to explore edges. Now reversing the direction and moving from front to back. As the shoulders rotate, maintaining an awareness of the body around the neck, chest, shoulders, and back. On the next exhalation, lowering the arms and resting. Being aware of the breath, noticing anything experienced in the body. The next sequence will consist of rotating the head around the shoulders. Standing with the feet about shoulder width apart and the arms at the sides. Begin by lowering the chin toward the chest, about an inch or so, making sure there's room between the two. Rotating the head in a circle to the right and coordinating the movement with the breath, so that for each complete circle of the head, there's one complete breath. Continue to rotate the head at your own pace. If difficulty is experienced, another option may be moving the head slightly forward and backward in a nodding motion, and then from side to side very gently. Again, coordinating with the breath and present with the movement. Now reversing. Going around in the other direction. Complete the next rotation and relax, bringing the head to a level position. Now taking a moment and becoming aware of the experience. For For the next sequence, it may be helpful to be near a wall or have a chair available, since this movement will include balancing on one foot. Beginning with the feet about shoulder width apart and the arms at the sides. On an inhalation, shifting the weight to the left foot. Then raising the arms out to the sides so that they're parallel to the floor. And lifting the right foot to a comfortable position out to the side. Allowing the right foot to touch down as necessary to maintain balance as often as needed. Holding this position and breathing evenly, making adjustments to balance moment by moment. Noticing that balance is made up of constant adjustments or imbalances. On the next exhalation, lowering the right foot to the floor and the arms to the sides. Remaining in stillness for a few moments. Now repeating on the other foot, with the next inhalation, shifting the weight to the right foot and raising the arms parallel to the floor. Then lifting the left foot out to the side and allowing the foot to touch down as needed. Holding this position and breathing freely. Noticing how small imbalances are necessary to achieve balance in the body and are similar to the adjustments made in life as it's experienced each day. Now lowering the leg to the floor and the arms to the sides. Taking a few moments, attending to what is being felt physically, mentally, or emotionally. This next sequence will consist of some gentle twisting at the waist in coordination with the breath. With the feet about shoulder width apart and the hands on the hips, on the next exhalation, slowly twisting the waist to the left. Holding the twist and the breath for a few moments. On an inhalation, twisting back to facing forward. Holding this position and the breath. Then exhaling and twisting the body to the right, holding the twist and the breath. Inhaling, twisting back to facing forward, holding this position and the breath. Now repeating. Exhaling, twisting the body to the left, holding. Inhaling and returning the body forward. Holding. Exhaling and twisting the body to the right. Holding. Inhaling, moving back to facing forward. Now lowering the arms and just relaxing and breathing regularly for a few moments. For this next sequence, it may be necessary for those with lower back pain or blood pressure issues to modify or visualize as needed, since it includes bending at the waist for an extended time. With the feet a little more than shoulder width apart and the arms at the sides, on the next inhalation, raising the arms out in front and over the head as much as comfortable. On an exhalation, bending forward at the waist and allowing the knees to bend as much as needed, and lowering the arms with the hands at the feet and the head at the knees. Bending the knees as needed, reducing the pressure on the lower back. Now maintaining this position with the head and the right arm, on an inhalation, raise the left arm as close to parallel with the floor as possible, while staying within limits. Holding this position for a few moments. Exhaling and lowering the left arm. While maintaining the position with the left arm and head, on an inhalation, raising the right arm as close to parallel to the floor as possible. Holding this position and breathing normally. Exhaling and lowering the right arm. On the next inhalation, bending both knees and raising the torso upright with both arms out in front, parallel to the floor. The head in line with the torso, facing straight with the eyes looking over the outstretched arms. Holding this position. On an exhalation, returning to the position, bending at the waist, with the hands at the feet and the head hanging down by the knees. Inhaling, slowly bringing the body upright to a vertical position, with the hands overhead. Exhaling and lowering the arms to the sides. Now resting for a moment and feeling into the body. For this next posture, it may again be helpful to be near a wall or have a chair available, since this movement will include balancing on one foot. Beginning by shifting the weight to the right foot and placing the sole of the left foot on the inner thigh or calf of the right leg as you are able. Avoiding pressure on the knee by placing the foot higher or lower. Now for the hands, there are several options. They may be brought palms together at the heart, or the arms may be overhead with the palms together, or the arms may be raised overhead and crossed at the wrists, then twisting the hands so that the palms are touching and the fingers are interlaced. Choosing an option that's best for the body, and holding this position for a few breaths. Exhaling, lowering the arms to the sides and returning the left foot to the floor. Resting for a moment. repeating on the other side, shifting the weight to the left foot and placing the sole of the right foot on the inner thigh or calf of the left leg. On an inhalation, finding a position for the hands, either at the heart or overhead. Holding this position as you continue to breathe. Returning the foot to the floor and the arms to the sides. Now shake out the arms and legs and rest for a moment, noticing sensations. The next few postures will be experienced sitting on the mat. Very carefully transitioning from a standing position to a seated position on the mat. While sitting in an upright position, bending the knees, bringing the soles of the feet together, and moving the heels as close to the groin area as comfortable. With the fingers of the hands interlaced over the toes, hold this position for several breaths. Now relaxing and noting any sensations that are present. For this next posture, continue to sit in an upright position as the left leg is extended out in front, placing the sole of the right foot on the inner thigh of the left leg as close to the groin as possible. Now raising the arms overhead or as high as possible, modifying as needed. Exhaling, slowly bending at the waist, bringing the chest as close to the left leg as is comfortable, without bending the leg. Holding this position and continuing to breathe. On an exhalation, bending the left knee as needed, moving the hands closer to the left foot or touching it as you can. Holding this position, aware of the breath. On an inhalation, using your arms to return to an upright seated position. Then exhaling and lowering the arms to the sides when upright. Taking a moment to feel into this experience. Repeating on the other side, straightening the right leg and bringing the sole of the left foot to the inner thigh of the right leg as close to the groin as is comfortable. Now raising the arms overhead. Exhaling. Slowly bending at the waist, bringing the chest to the right leg, and reaching out with the hands. Holding the right leg as close to the foot as comfortable, without bending it. holding this position, continuing to breathe. On an exhalation, bending the right knee as needed, moving the hands closer to the foot or touching it as you can. Holding this position and taking a few breaths. On an inhalation, using your arms to return to an upright position. Exhaling and lowering the arms. Now sitting in stillness and sensing into the body. This final sequence will be in a laying position with the back on the mat and the arms at the sides. This is a time to be aware of the body and the mind after having completed this time of meditation in motion. Noticing how it feels. Some parts may be fatigued, while other parts might be energized. With great care and kindness, noticing sensations in the feet and ankles. The lower legs and knees. The upper legs and hips. The pelvic area and belly. The chest. The lower back. The middle and upper back. The hands, arms, and shoulders. The neck and head. Now expanding the awareness to include the entire body as one complete system. In a moment, a bell will sound, concluding this time of mindful movement. Being grateful for this time of self-care. May we extend generosity and compassion to all we meet, to those we know, and especially to ourselves.